Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. If You Need Anything, by James Schrader, New York, USA. In 1974, my college roommates, Steve, Craig, and I, drove to Yonkers from upstate New York to take Steve home for spring break. Returning, Craig and I took toll-free roads to conserve funds. Sunday evening, we got $5 worth of gas on a side road, saving 35 cents between us for one upcoming toll road. A mile later, we heard a terrible grinding noise under the car, the brakes quit, and we rolled to a stop on a dark, deserted back road. The axle had separated. With little traffic, we decided we had to flag down the next car and ask for help. When a car came, we stood in the roadway. After we explained our problem to the husband and wife who stopped, Craig went with them to find help while I stayed with the car. Soon, a trooper stopped, put up flares, and radioed for a tow truck. Even though Craig had gone for help, he said he must move the car as soon as possible for safety. Half an hour later, a tow truck arrived, and Craig was riding with the driver. By 10:30 p.m., the tow truck driver had us at his garage. We said we'd sleep in our station wagon, but he'd have none of that, and brought us to a small trailer by his house. He gave us blankets and pillows for the night. The next morning, we woke to a knock. When I opened the door, a woman introduced herself as the tow truck driver's wife. She brought us into her home, gave us juice and eggs, saying her husband left to work on the car 2 hours earlier. She drove us to the station, where we thanked her over and over. We learned the bill would be $65. We had no credit cards, no way of getting money other than our parents driving down, but they were at work. The couple we'd flagged down had given Craig a number to call if we needed anything. So we called, and the husband gave us a restaurant address saying, "Come by, and I'll see what I can do." With the car fixed late that morning, Craig stayed behind as security while I drove to the small roadside diner. I asked for the owner. We sat, and I described our predicament. He asked what I had for collateral. I had 35 cents, my license, and the car registration. He said the registration was enough, opened the cash register, and handed me $65. After thanking him many times, I picked up Craig, paid the bill, and we drove home. My mom sent a check immediately, and the registration arrived by mail a few days later. Though time has erased their names, I've never forgotten what the people who helped us did. Since then, I've always helped people in tight spots and never been disappointed. I'm still trying to give back to others what I got a long time ago. Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.